Welcome to Coaster Track, a UK theme park podcast in association with Scaretrack. Please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Coaster Track, Scaretrack, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's begin the show.
You're listening to Coaster Track, a UK theme park podcast.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Coaster Track. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an interview episode with Dylan Lee. Dylan has just created a brand new podcast called RMC Real Men Cry Podcast, a podcast discussing men's mental health within the UK theme park community. Such a great idea and something I really think can benefit lots of people, obviously within this theme park community, moving over to the Scare park community, and just anyone who needs a little bit of some comfort advice, some kind words, just anything to get them through the darker days. Men do cry, and anyone can cry. You know, social media is a place for us to be able to vent and ask for help and feedback and interact with people, and it's never been more important than right now during the coronavirus of 2020. It is April 1st as of recording, and we want to talk to Dylan Lee all about his brand new podcast and why he started the podcast as well. We've just been on his episode, which will be released in a few weeks' time, so go ahead and check that out. And at the end of this interview, Dylan lets us know how you can listen to RMC, the Real Men Cry podcast. So without any further ado, let's take you to our interview with Dylan Lee from the RMC podcast.
You're listening to the Coaster Track podcast.
Hi guys, and welcome back to this episode of Coaster Track. Like I said in the intro, I am here with Dylan Lee from RMC, Real Men Cry podcast. Dylan, how are you?
I'm great, thank you, Mikey. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all, thanks, buddy. Not too bad at all. First of all, thank you so much for coming on to the Coaster Track podcast. Really
thank
appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, definitely. It's great to have a little bit more of a one-on-one conversation. I know I spoke to you briefly when we were talking about Twisted Experiences when we met at ScareCon last year at Alton Towers. But we're going to be talking about a little bit more of the theme park side of things here on Coaster Track, because you've just started your very own podcast. And I've just been on an episode, which was really fun. So I appreciate you coming on, you asking me to come on to that. And we'll let listeners know on how they can hear that at a later date. But for now, RMC, Real Men Cry podcast. Tell us all about it in case anyone here listening to Coaster Track haven't heard you yet. I know it's relatively quite new. What kind of podcast is it? And why did you feel to set it up right now?
Sure. So RMC, Real Men Cry podcast is essentially, it's all about men's mental health within the theme park community. Last year, I was going through a really rough year and I was always constantly feeling down. As much as I tried to, I mean, I hid it very, very well from a lot of people, you know, and there was a lot going on for me last year, money wise, friendship wise, just everything. There was a lot going on. It was a very dark time. And I was also seeing other guys within our community on their Facebooks and Twitters and whatever, and Instagrams, saying similar things, saying things that just rang true to me. And it got me thinking about why nobody has ever put a platform for guys specifically within our community to open up about their feelings and open up about the way that they talk, the way that they're feeling. And I just thought it was really important that somebody created that platform. A lot of guys, even not just in our community in general, but a lot of men don't talk about their mental health and don't talk about the way that they feel. And you know, our community is such a fun community that you wouldn't expect that quite a lot of us probably do suffer with some form of mental health. So that was why I really wanted to do it. I really wanted to give a platform to people who just wouldn't necessarily have the chance to talk about things or didn't feel like they were comfortable to talk about things. And it's in no way, by any means, an advice podcast. It's more of a conversational podcast. So any guest that comes on, it's always made clear that we're not advising you on certain things. We're just discussing what worked for us or what we've seen work for other people. Yeah, and it's something that's really positive, and especially during the times right now where we're in with the COVID-19 pandemic, everyone's a bit more anxious about things. So having something like this where you can see that you're not the only person going through it and that there are thousands of other people going through the same things that you are, it's just lighthearted, and it's just there to sort of shed some light on,
yeah.
On
yeah,
mental health,
and
really.
And I suppose just to share, like I say, we it's a relatively new podcast, but you've got an episode with me going out soon as well, and I know you spoke to other people, so it, I think as time moves on, people will just realise that it's just there's just a comforting half hour, comforting hour where you can hear other people in a similar. Everyone's different, but I suppose everyone has similarities, and people might be going through similar times in their life or similar experiences. And it is just nice to be able to hear that other people go through that as well.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, when I first started this and I announced that I was doing this back in January, the reception of it was just overwhelming. I mean, I actually cried at how positive it was received within the first few hours of me announcing it and saying that I'm putting a podcast together that's going to discuss mental health within men within our community. The amount of messages that I was getting saying, this is a great thing you're doing, congratulations, well done, you should be so proud of this, and the amount of people that I'd never even spoken to, never even met, that were messaging me asking to be on it, was just so overwhelming.
Yeah, that's great.
I've been recording with people that I don't really know. I know of them, but mm-hmm. I have no personal connection with them. And that I find just insane, that people that I don't know, I don't know on a personal level, actually want to be involved and want to come on and sit down with me for 45 minutes, an hour, whatever, and just chat. That's what I wanted. That's what I wanted out of this.
And the fact that, perfect, is the fact that you wanted this to be very open for other people to not only be able to hear and listen, take a comforting message from each episode, but the fact that you're getting people really open to coming on speaks volumes that there are people within every community, but, focusing on our theme park community, which, like you mentioned, can be so happy and cheerful. And, it's similar to comedians. It's surprising the amount of comedians that suffer with depression, for example, huge amounts. And we said it when you were interviewing me for your episode, that humor and laughter really is often the best medicine. I mentioned that I can laugh at myself, which cheers me up, because I'm the butt of the joke, and you say that you're the butt of your jokes when we were chatting as well. But I think because humor and laughter is so linked with happiness, escapism, that's why I think the theme park world, the world that the community that we're most a part of, can really benefit from something like your podcast, Listening to Real Men Cry, because we do, real men do, without trying to get too soppy and whatnot, we're allowed to. There has been a stigma for it, and there still is, probably always will be, but I'm hoping things like your podcast, which already, like you say, has just popped up and really made an impact already, it's something that will help guide us into throughout this 21st century of understanding mental health and being more open that people suffer not just emotionally or not just physically or in their health, it's in their head as well.
Thank you so much for the kind words, first of all. That's really lovely for you to say that. And I mentioned it briefly when we were recording the episode for RMC, that there was never when I first started going through mental health, there was never really anything out there about it. 11 years ago, it was not spoken about. People didn't know anything about mental health, or they knew very little. And, you know, I just really wanted this to be something that people can listen to for however long the episodes are, and just take something, whether it's some positivity, take something that they can see in themselves. And I'm really proud of what we've accomplished so far, and hopefully we're just going to get stronger. Hopefully we will have it'll be great fun. I'm hoping that within the next year I can do some other bits and pieces. I've got loads of ideas that I want to explore. Things like, you know, doing like a charity event or something that I would love to do. Because I think that'd be great. Get everybody together for charity, yeah, do 100%. Something for charity, and raise a bit of money. I think that'd be fantastic. I've got lots of ideas of where I want the podcast to be within the next year. And I think it's just building that up and getting people that are genuinely wanting to be on the podcast. I said it briefly in my one that I spoke to people who said to me things like, talking about your feelings is a sign of weakness. And to me, that's just such an alien concept. I think that there's such a strength and power in talking about your feelings. And they're your feelings. Own them. If you feel a certain way, then that's how you feel. Own that. And that was something that I really wanted to lift the lid on, that everyone, no matter who you are, no matter how prolific you are, even the Queen has some form of mental health in respect to her role, probably when she was coronated and became the Queen, she was probably going through something herself. So no matter how prolific you are, you're probably still going through something that, you know. So I think that's just really important.
Definitely. And it's something we mentioned when we were chatting earlier, that it can be all relative, and it can be a whole range of things. People can suffer from different things, from anxiety to depression to thoughts that of things they could do which they shouldn't do, types of OCD. There's just so many different things out there, and I'm liking the fact that, you know, it is 2020. We are starting to learn more so and be more understanding of these things. And I think we still have a long way to go. But things like your podcast, you know, RMC, they're things that just push it into that right direction, aren't they, really? I mean, for example, we spoke about it on your podcast. Now we're talking about it on our podcast. We did something similar on Scare Track last year when we spoke to Dan Thorpe, popular scare actor. He really, really opened up all about his mental health and how scare acting really did help him and save him from his demons. And it's all about finding the outlet. And I'm hoping that RMC becomes an outlet for many people who are struggling, who just need that little bit of encouragement. Those, like I say, not advice as such, but those comforting words that they can hear, every fortnight when you release an episode.
Yeah, I really do hope so. I think, you know, obviously now that I'm sort of grinding really hard to get loads of people involved, especially whilst we're all self-isolating, we've got a great chance and opportunity to do stuff now. So I'm really grinding to get as many episodes as recorded as I can. And essentially, it is a fortnightly podcast. We are still technically on schedule, because there was the second episode was due to come out roughly the same time that the theme park season started, the official season, as in like when Thorpe Park and Wharton Towers officially opened. So we are still technically on schedule, which is great. I think that hopefully people will listen in and get something from it. And, you know, I mean, it's such a great community. The theme park community is so fun.
Absolutely.
And it's so lovely that there's so many amazing people out there. I mean, some of my best friends are people that I've met through theme parks. Yes. It's weird. I was saying to a couple of them last night that it's funny how things have turned out. I would never have expected that I would be really close to them and it'll be them that I go to talk about stuff, mm-hmm. instead of the people that I've known for 10 years. Whereas yes. it actually is. Now I genuinely go to, I know that those specific guys, and I know that they won't mind me saying it, Kieran and Jack Silkstone and those guys, that I know that I can go to them and we'll have a laugh and we'll have a bit of banter and they'll make me happy. And it's funny that I never thought it would be those guys.
Mm.
But
yeah,
it is.
It's crazy. And again, like I think we touched this on a newer episode that laughter, I think it's because laughter is the best medicine and this whole community is based on happy times and escapism and laughter that, you know, it's like-minded people, isn't it? And, you know, the like-mindedness goes further than just that big roller coaster or that wet ride. It goes further. It goes into what we like doing outside of theme parks and how we're feeling and how we can emotionally discuss things with each other. So it's great that there's people open in that community as well. You know, like you say, this community is great. I love it. I love being part of the theme park community and the screen park community. And we all have our down days and we have our bitch fights and all that. But as an overall collective, I think it is great that, especially since, I'm going to say, the sort of like the clamshells last year, along with this season of people concerned more so about when they're going to be able to get to the parks rather than who saying which one's better, Wicker Man or Icon, you know, and people arguing over it.
Just amazing.
Yeah. How's about we all, what has been happening over these last few months is we have all just sort of been like, I hope we can all go soon and I hope we can all meet each other. And I hope we, you know, when we, a lot of us went to Blackpool opening, it was so cheerful and happy and very little bad blood, and it was all just a, you know, a very much a positive vibe. And I'm hoping, like I say, that the RMC just brings that positive vibe to people that sometimes need it more than people realize.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there will be some moments within certain episodes that might touch on some really dark stuff, mm-hmm. but I've said to everyone that's interested in being on it that I don't want it to be too dark all the time. Yeah. I want it to have some light and shade. You know, it is a conversation. I don't want it to be all feeling very serious. I do want that sense of people can come and just talk to me and just feel comfortable to talk to me. So, I mean, like when you did it, anyone that wants to be on the podcast, I've asked them to fill out a little Google form, mm-hmm. just so that I can know what they feel comfortable to talk about, because obviously I don't want to hinder them and I don't want to make them feel any worse if they are going through some stuff. I don't want to make them feel worse.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's such an important thing, that we're all open to talk about as much as we can, and we all understand that there are certain things that we still aren't comfortable to talk about. There's a lot of stuff that I'm not comfortable to talk about, mm-hmm. And I try and avoid those sort of questions myself. So for me to know whoever I'm having on as a guest, what they're comfortable to talk about, I think is really important for me.
Yeah.
And really important for the podcast, because, you know, I want it to be as open as possible, and I want it to be relatable. So I don't want people to be listening in and going, oh, he's just asked something really awkward. You know what I mean? I want it to be that people are listening and can relate to what's being said. But yeah, I mean, I love how well received it's been, considering that I would say that I'm still relatively new to the community. Mm-hmm. Technically, I've only really been an enthusiast in air quotations for a few years,
yeah.
about 3 years now. And really, it started when I worked at Thorpe Park as a rides host, and then as an actor, and then I just met some amazing people through that, and then just became a part of the community through that, and then started just falling in love with roller coasters and
yeah, of course.
Going around the world and going to places like Fantasialand or Efteling. And
yeah.
I just think it's, you know, like going to these places is so enjoyable.
Definitely.
And if your mind is elsewhere, then it's not so enjoyable. And I think it's just so important that we chat about how we feel. because, I mean, you know, someone could say something to you and you take it the wrong way and that just ruins your whole day.
100%, yeah, definitely. Look, it's anything. It can ruin holidays, weekends, friendship groups, everything. It's good to listen as much as we talk, I think. And I think with the community being more open to the likes of, you know, people within our community, lots of us do have mental health. It's whether you call them issues or tendencies or problems or just I deal with X, Y, and Z. You know, you can see, you don't have to see it as a negative at all. You can see it as a positive. It's a personality trait, and if it makes you, it makes you. So it's good to try and have a positive spin on lots of things.
Yeah, and I think that rings true for me. I don't see my mental health as something that hinders me. I see it as something that makes me and makes me who I am. And if that affects you and you don't understand it, then just talk to me. Mm-hmm. Because nobody else can explain what I'm going through better than I can. And it's just like, I always say now that if you don't, a lot of people don't know that I have a multiple personality disorder.
Right.
So I would probably be really happy with you, and then the next second you know I'm really angry at you for something that you said like 5 minutes ago. But people don't understand that, and I mean I don't even understand,
of course
it,
yeah, so it's difficult to understand yourself sometimes, understand.
But you know, I think it's just if anyone doesn't understand how what I'm going through, then the best person is to talk to is me. And I don't see it as something that makes me hinders me or anything. I don't see it. I mean, there's this whole talk that mental health is a disability, which, you know, I think's great for in certain respects. I think that's great, but in other respects I don't think that's so great, because I think classing depression as a disability, I don't see that as a disability, because I'm still able to do stuff. I can still do everything that I can do. I'm still able to do that. Just because I have depression or I have anxiety or whatever doesn't mean that I'm not able to do certain things. It might stop me doing other things because I might be more anxious about it. But you know, there was this whole talk about mental health being disabilities, and I just don't see it like that. I think it's just a personality trait, and it's something that makes you and defines you. And if people don't like it, then that's them.
Yeah, if they don't like it, they don't like you, and that's fair enough, isn't it? It's one of those. I, years ago, I used to really, really care if someone didn't like me. I'm like, why don't they like me? What have I done? I don't know. What have I done? And it, you know, paranoia can be a huge sort of thing that attacks your mind. And then if they don't like you because of a condition you have, or again, don't like to call it a disability, or it's just what makes you, if they don't like it, they're loss. That's what the way I think I started looking at it, you know, more so recently than ever. If people don't like what I do and how I do it, well, change the channel, talk to someone else.
I mean, I heard something from, I don't know how many people will actually know this person, but someone called RuPaul. Mm-hmm. Who is pretty big in the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. And he's a drag queen.
There's a lot of drag queens in the scare community, so don't worry. It's cool. We all know RuPaul.
So RuPaul said something that I think is so true, that what other people think of you is not your business. And I think that is so true. I don't really care what someone else thinks of me anymore. I used to care a lot what people think of me.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting old and I'm like, do you know what? If you don't like me, that's your thing. Mm-hmm. That's not my business. I don't care. I like who I am. If you don't like who I am, then that's cool. You don't have to like me. I know that I'm a very Marmite person. Mm. I've got a very Marmite personality. You either like me or don't. And I'm cool with that. I own that, you know, and you know, I just think that I'm really at that point now in my life where I can say, this is who I am and I'm not going to change. So I remember when I was younger, I used to try and change the way I behaved to fit in or to appeal to certain people. Mm. And in hindsight, that was probably not the good thing to do. And now I'm like, yep, this is who I am. And I I'm so much more happier now than I have ever been.
Yeah, that's the best.
Because
thing.
I've accepted who I am and what I like to do, what I enjoy doing, and that, you know, I enjoy theme parks, I enjoy theatre, I enjoy the scare parks, and I enjoy acting and whatever and all of that, and that's my industry and my business and whatever, and that's, I've accepted that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think the first step in anything for mental health is that you accept your own, whatever's going on with you, you accept it, because there's no point fighting it, because if you fight it, then you're just going to not help yourself, if that makes
Absolutely,
sense.
Absolutely, yeah. And some people that reach out to the likes of your podcast or the likes of any other sort of help in any which way, shape or form, they need to be able to help themselves before anyone else can help them.
Yeah, exactly. And what's great about coming on here is that it's just nice to have a chat about theme parks, and that's something that we both enjoy.
Yeah.
And that is, like, you probably can't, well, you definitely can't see through the camera or the microphone that I'm smiling and that I'm beaming with excitement to be on your podcast and to be talking about theme parks and something I love talking about.
Oh, that's kind. That's great.
And that's just great. You know, I think this is the sort of thing that just brings happiness. It brings joy to people. So I'm really proud and really happy to be a part of it. And I'm happy to be on your podcast. And it's really great to sit down and chat about stuff that I enjoy.
Absolutely. It's great to have you on, which is a perfect segment too. Let's talk a little bit about the theme parks. Let's talk a little bit about what we both love with coasters and attractions and theme parks as a whole, because obviously we have got RMC, and what we'll do at the end of this podcast, we'll let people know on how they can contact you on that and check out your social media. But, you know, the reason you're doing a podcast for the community to talk about mental health is because, obviously, like you said, you're an active member of the community and the enthusiast community with theme parks. What got you into theme parks? Was it, like you said earlier, was it because you started working at Thorpe Park and you just got a real love for them, or did you love them before that?
So it was really weird for me. So my home park, if I suppose, is Adventure Island in Southend.
Okay.
And I used to go there every year as a kid. Every year we'd go up there, and because we've got family over there, so we'd go up there every single summer, and we'd go there with school every other year as well. And I used to hate roller coasters. When Rage was built at Adventure Island, I shat myself. I did not want to go on it. I hated the thought of going upside down. I could not stand it. I was really petrified to go on them. And then as I got older, I was so scared to go on them and I wouldn't go on them. But believe it or not, my first time at Thorpe Park, going to Thorpe Park, was in 2014, right, when I had just graduated from college. Me and my friends from college, we decided we didn't want to let our friendship end at college. We wanted to go and do some stuff and we wanted to have a bit of fun. Nice. So we booked to go to Thorpe Park for a couple of days. And that's really where I sort of became fascinated by roller coasters. Mm. And it was on Saw the Ride, which I quite coincidentally, it was obviously codenamed Dylan. So
nice, yeah.
that kind of, you know, there's a kind of bit of a connection there that happens to be the first ride I enjoy.
Yeah.
And my favourite ride in the, well, not anymore, because Icon's now my number one in the country.
Okay.
But that used to be my number one in the country. And that's really where it started. I just went on to Saw the Ride, really enjoyed that ride experience, to the point where the second day that we were there, we rewrote it all the time. We nice. Just constantly went back onto Saw.
Why not? Quality coaster, then, I love Saw.
Exactly. And then it was around that time that I started, that I found Theme Park Worldwide on YouTube, and just started watching Sean Sandbrook and all of his vlogs. And it was around that time as well that I started watching Chandler Whittle, who is obviously now a really good friend of mine.
Yeah.
And then I just became really fascinated by how everything works. And then the next year we went to Orton Towers, somewhere I hadn't been for 15 years. So wow. We went to Orton Towers and I got to go on all the big rides and I was really excited. And I would come up with random facts about the rides. I'd say to my friends, oh yeah, so this is made by B&M and it's this, that, the other, and it's the first roller coaster that was they built down to make the roller coaster and whatever. And they were like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I've had that glazed look as well when I'm talking to my friends and family about theme parks, and they're like, why do you know how much this cost? Who is John Wardley? Why do you know this? So yeah, I've been there.
I just come up with these random facts, and then I was sort of working at a cinema in Leicester Square, and I was getting a bit stale, and I wanted to try something new. I'd only ever worked in a cinema, so I wanted to do something new, and I'd applied for Thought Park and got Thought Park as a ride host, then became a ride operator, so I was really excited to learn how rides worked and things. Mm-hmm. And then I became a scare actor for Fright Nights, which was great fun, part of the original definitely. Cast of Platform 15, so I can say that was a good experience. But that's really where I met the group of friends that I have now. So, I mean, I don't know if any of your listeners know Luke Farmer, or his name's DJ Fam, so people might know him. Mm-hmm. And one half of Thrill Nation. I became quite good friends with Dean from Thrill Nation.
Of course, yeah.
And then I just got invited to meet up with everyone at Christmas for Winter Wonderland. And then the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah.
I've become part of the community since December 2016. And I've just sort of, I've loved every minute of it. There's been times where I've, obviously, you know, when you wanted to go to Orton Towers and everything's closed. But, you know, it's great fun. And
oh, yeah, definitely.
That's sort of how I sort of started within the community. And this year was my first year at Blackpool opening. What a weekend.
Yeah, it was. You know what, I couldn't make the Friday night, but it was the first year I could get there for like an actual night, and we did the Saturday, and it was great. It was such a good night, and such a friendly time as well, I find, which is great. And it's great that you, like you say, you're still relatively new to the enthusiast scene as such, but on how welcoming people are because of our hobby. And that's what's great about it, you know, it is a hobby, you know, theme parking and all that, and it, people can call us whatever they want because we take this you know, hobby into such an enthusiast state. But it's what we all love, it's what makes us happy, it's what cheers us up, it's what gives us the escapism. And it's great that people are happy to share that with each other. And I've been welcome. You mentioned earlier that you're like, oh, you feel older and you don't care anymore. I feel like an old man sometimes when I'm seeing all these people meet up, you know, and you guys record on Discord, and I haven't got a clue how to use it and all that. But
oh, I still don't have a clue how to use it, mate.
It's so difficult. But yeah, it's great. Like I say, I'm the old man now of the group, and you know, there's enthusiasts much older than me and much younger than me. But it's nice to see that no one really cares about that side of things. They just all enjoy that we all have the same passion, and that's what's great, I think.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, it was. Weird to see at Blackpool how many people you actually know.
Yes.
Like, even if
yes.
it's just from randomly talking on Twitter or something, it's so weird to see how many people that you actually do know. Mm-hmm. I mean, out of everyone that was there, I know personally, I only knew about 15 people, maybe.
Yeah.
But then the amount of people that were coming up to me going, oh, you're Dilly Dockyard because of that wonderful song that yeah. Archie Deaves and Archie Stevens wrote. People were just coming up to me all night saying that to me, and it's just so weird to have that conversation and to be like, yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
You know, like you say, everyone's so welcoming, and that's like the scare maze, everyone's so welcoming.
Absolutely. Yeah, the scare community and the theme park community, it intertwines a little bit. I'm quite lucky to be involved in both sides, which is quite great. It's similar to yourself with just experiences. But yeah, I think it's just nice to have it all open, and that people are friendly with each other, and that's the way it should be, especially during these dark, uncertain days. It's great to see the positivity out there most of the time, and that's a great way, I think, to sort of swing it back to RMC with the Real Men Cry podcast. It's there to shed a little bit of light for people that might feel that they're in a very dark place, so it's great to be able to come on there myself, and for other people to come on there. How can people hear the RMC podcast, and what's all your social media? What's the best place for people to get a hold of a Real Men Cry podcast?
Sure. So we are on Spotify Podcasts and Apple Podcasts. If you search RMC Real Men Cry Podcast, we also have a Twitter, which is at RMC underscore podcast. For all of you that don't realize why I chose the name, who wants an RMC at Thought Park? Everybody. So that's why I chose that name.
It works. Definitely. It works.
So yeah, we have a Twitter, which is at RMC underscore podcast, and you can hear us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can also find us on YouTube as well. Sadly, at the moment, because obviously everything that's going on, the videos won't be video. Mm-hmm. Initially, I wanted this to be visual and audio.
Right.
Where I would sit down and film somebody with me and have the interview and that like that. But because of obviously everything that's going on, we're not able to do that at the moment, so it is all audio only at the moment. But hopefully once all this is over, it will go back to being visual and audio. So yeah, you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It's pretty much all the same over all of them.
Perfect.
RMC Podcast. Yeah, and I will send you over some bits to you, if you need to put it in the...
Yeah, we'll add it to the show notes, definitely, so people are able to get in contact with you. So, Dylan from RMC, really, really appreciate you coming on to the Coaster Trap podcast. It's been great chatting.
Thank you for having me.
And fingers crossed, we'll be seeing each other at a theme park as soon as possible.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
No worries. Thanks, buddy.
Cheers.
You're listening to the Coaster Trap podcast.
So there we go, guys. First of all, a huge thank you to Dylan Lee for coming on to this episode of the Coaster Trap podcast. Really appreciate you coming on and letting me come on to your podcast as well to talk about my experiences regarding mental health and friends and family and myself as well. So go over to the RMC podcast to check that out as soon as it's out, guys. Remember to follow, subscribe, like, comment, absolutely anything you can do to support that brand new awesome podcast. We're following them on all the social media as well. So guys, this is a very weird time, isn't it? Normally this is the time where the vlogs start coming out, more podcasts from theme park places are doing on location stuff. We would have been doing some on location stuff, and COVID-19 has stopped all our fun for the time being. But please do remember, this will, like we just said in the interview with Dylan, this is a blip in all our lives. We will get through it. Let's all stay safe, be kind, and let's just think about how awesome everything's going to be when all this is over. Stay home, stay safe. Thank you to our NHS, thank you to our supermarket workers, thank you to anyone who's a key worker, anyone who's working right now, and let's all just pull through all this together. It was perfect to have this episode with Dylan now, because I think this might be the time where all of us are struggling our hardest, especially those with mental health issues or you know, we're all feeling that little bit anxious right now, and it's okay to feel a bit anxious. We don't really know what's happening with the world. It's all gone a bit crazy, but things will get better. So I think that's the best way to leave this episode. Once again, thank you to Dylan for coming on. Thank you to you guys for listening. Really, really do appreciate it. And we'll see you on the next one. Bye, guys.